Like to call the Kendall County Board adjourned September meeting for Tuesday, November 18th at 9 a.m. to order. If you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For invocation, I see Pastor Jordan Gash, if you want to come forward for Restore Church, chaplain, health board, all-around good guy, so.
Honor to be with you. I'm going to pray for you in my Christian faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together for the business of the citizens of Kendall County. Lord, we thank you for all of the hard work being done by all of the departments and agencies that are represented here today. We pray that you strengthen them for the work that they're doing. We pray that they would be reminded of how important that work is as they serve others. And we pray that you give them wisdom for every decision that they make. Lord, we pray for those that are hurting in our community. We pray that you would be to them a very present help in time of trouble. We pray for our law enforcement community, that you protect them and keep them safe as they diligently protect us and our community. We pray your blessing upon this meeting, and it's in the name of my Lord Jesus I pray. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Backman? Mr. DeBolt?
He will not be here, sorry.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson? Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley?
Here.
Mr. Wormley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum present, could I get a motion to approve the agenda? Peterson and Wormley, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. At this time, we will have a truth and taxation public hearing to approve Kendall County 2025 property tax levy. So I will now open the public hearing to approve the proposed 2025 property tax levy increase. Proposed corporate and special property taxes to be levied for 2025 are $28,845,766. Typically, we're required to have this meeting if it is over 5%. This number does not represent an increase over 5%, but in transparency, we are holding this meeting as we are. The reasons for these proposed increases, major capital projects and rehabilitation to numerous county buildings, increased staffing and especially associated healthcare costs keep up with growing demand on services across our multiple departments and offices. Are there any persons desiring to be heard today? Seeing none, I will now close the Truth and Taxation public hearing to approve a proposed Kendall County 2025 property tax levy increase. Thank you. Next, two special recognitions. Mr. Rodriguez, would you read the first one? Can I get a motion on a resolution of Kendall County's support in the America 250 commemoration?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Kokel and Gangler. Ruben, if you would go ahead.
Right. Very good. A resolution of Kendall County support of the Illinois America A250 commemoration. Whereas the United States of America commemorates its 250th anniversary on July 4th, 2026, making a historical milestone in the nation's history. And whereas on July 4th, 1776, the Second Continental Congress formally adopted the Declaration of Independence, asserting the American colonies' freedoms from British rule and laying the foundation for the principles of democracy and self-governance. And whereas the U.S. Semiquinquennial Commission, known as America 250 Commission, was established by Congress in 2016 to plan the orchestrated the 250th anniversary of signing the Declaration of Independence, aiming to engage all Americans in commemorating the historical events through educational initiatives. Whereas in Illinois, America 250 Commission was established to develop, encourage, execute, inclusive commemoration and observation of the founding of the United States of America in Illinois, imperative role in the nation's history, and Whereas the Illinois America 250 Commission encourages communities, libraries, schools, local government, historic societies, cultural institutions, individuals of all ages to develop inclusive commemorations that reflect the Illinois role in nation's history and development. And whereas organizing and supporting the Illinois America 250 Commission will help ensure a meaningful and educational commemoration for all residents and full generations. And whereas the commemoration provides the opportunity to reflect on the state's historical significance, honor the achievements of its people, and inspire civic engagement. And whereas Kendall County hereby formally supports the Illinois America 250 Commission in the mission to commemorate our nation's 250th anniversary. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Kendall County Board expresses its support for the Illinois America 250 Commission, encourages all Illinois communities to organize and participate in local events leading up to commemorating all the July 4th, 2026 celebrate America's 250th anniversary.
Thank you, Member Rodriguez. And this is significant as we've been starting to meet with the communities. Natalia from our administration department is going to spearhead the Kendall 250 program. We'll even have a website, probably kendall250.com, where community members can come and see all the various municipalities or organizations that are having events to celebrate the 250th. It's going to be starting at least Memorial Day, if not sooner, different events spaced out through the summer. We had a great discussion last week. About 25 people were there, representatives from Joliet to Lisbon. So all the communities are getting involved. Each one has their special events, but we're going to expand that and make sure that, you know, if different organizations are having events or things, we can cross publicize those. We may steal some ideas from some of the communities, like Joliet's having some events on the far Will County side. Just really good discussion we had. We're gonna have a follow-up meeting. If you have anything you want to bring to that or discuss, happy to chat with everybody. So I'll make it a big party all next summer. Any questions, comments on the resolution? Yeah. Sound like the mayor of Yorkville. All right, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, Member Shanley, I'm gonna have you read this after I get a motion and a second. A resolution recognizing the 250th anniversary of the United States Marine Corps. Can I get a motion? Shanley and Peterson. Brooke, if you would go ahead and read that for us.
A resolution recognizing the 250th anniversary of the United States Marine Corps and honoring its service and legacy. Whereas the United States Marine Corps has protected citizens and safeguarded the freedom of the nation for the past 250 years. And whereas, as the United States has established a position of world leadership, the Marines have consistently proven themselves to be dedicated professionals willing to defend lives and uphold the rights cherished by Americans. And whereas, Marines are trained to hold their ground against any odds and to remain faithful to God, country, and Corps, standing ready to respond anytime and anywhere the President or Congress may direct. And whereas, since its founding on November 10, 1775, in Philadelphia, the term Marine has been synonymous with courage, honor, and military excellence. And whereas, the residents of Kendall County take pride in the county's rich contribution to the Marine Corps tradition and salute the Marines who are serving and have served around the globe. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Kendall County hereby recognizes the 250th anniversary of the United States Marine Corps and honors the service, sacrifice, and enduring legacy of all Marines, past and present.
Thank you. With that, I know we even have some Marine Corps veterans in the audience, at least one I'm aware of, so thank you for your service and honor our employees and all the members of the Marine Corps, so thank you. Could I get all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, and thank you, Brooke, for bringing that forward to us. At this time, a public comment. If you're here as a public, please step forward. You will have 5 minutes to give us your input. Yeah, baby. Consent agenda. I'm going to now read the consent agenda, at which time I'll ask for a motion And second, if there's any items that members want removed, simply state it and it will happen.
Okay. Should we state the item now or later?
Yeah, it'd save me from reading it, so go ahead.
Okay, hold on, I gotta locate the one. W, please. Thank you.
W, okay. I will move that to standing committees, and we will have an HR, insurance item. It'll be one under standing HR. All right, any other items so I don't have to read them? All right. Letter A, County Board minutes from October 21st, 2025. Letter B, Standing Committee meeting minutes. Letter C, release of October 30th, 2025 Finance and Budget Committee executive session minutes for review. Letter D, release of November 13th, 2025 Committee of the Whole executive session minutes for review. Letter E, claims the amount not to exceed $1,903,719.54 from November 15th, 2025. Letter F, County Health Fund Levy 2025, payable 2026, the amount not to exceed $1,511,000. Letter G, Veterans Assistance Commission Fund Levy 2025, payable 2026, the amount not to exceed $519,287. Letter H, Tuberculosis Fund Levy 2025, payable 2026, an amount not to exceed $30,000. Letter I, Liability Insurance Fund Levy 2025, payable 2026, an amount not to exceed $1,691,322. Letter J, Social Security Fund Levy 2025, payable 2026, an amount not to exceed $700,000. Letter K, Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund Levy 2025, payable 2026, an amount not to exceed $3,300,000. Letter L, County Highway Fund Levy 2025, payable 2026, an amount not to exceed $1,850,000. Letter M, Extension Education Fund Levy 2025, payable 2026, an amount not to exceed $203,798. Letter N, Senior Citizen Social Service Fund Levy 2025, payable 2026, an amount not to exceed $447,404. Letter O, 708 Mental Health Levy 2025, payable 2026, an amount not to exceed $1,098,330. Letter P, General Fund Levy 2025, payable 2026, an amount not to exceed $17,494,625. Letter Q, approval of an ordinance approving budget amendment number 2 for the Kendall County Fiscal Year 2025 Annual Budget and Appropriations. Letter R, purchase of Nutanix cluster and licensing utilization, a public purchase agreement between Presadio, the Illinois Department of Innovation and Technology, in the amount of $188,181.07. Letter S, service agreement between Kendall County and Bristol Township for the provision of demand response transportation. Letter T, the annual purchase of 12,000 gallons of unleaded gasoline and 20,000 gallons of diesel fuel from Arneson Oil Company in the amount of $82,308 for fiscal year 26. The 2025 to 2047 long-range transportation plan. Letter V, revised leave of absence personal action notice form. Letter W has been moved. Letter X, agreement with Alliance Insurance Services for the professional insurance brokerage and consulting services for property insurance, liability insurance, cyber insurance, and workers' compensation insurance in an amount not to exceed $52,500 for the year period December 21 to 25. That item is going to be moved because it is incorporated with letter W. So depending on how the vote goes on W, X needs to be moved also. Letter Y, IDOT commuter rail grant agreement. Letter Z, 2025 noxious weed annual report. Double A, an ordinance amending the Kendall County code pertaining to liquor licenses. Double B, amendment to comprehensive development agreement with Fox Fiber. Letter W, double C, Regional Office of Education Employees, DD, a resolution approving state's attorney FTE count. Are there any items other than W and X that members would like moved? Can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda? Coco Rodriguez, roll call please.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Coco?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Thank you. The consent agenda is passed. Old business, I have nothing. And new business, the same. Sheriff's Department, I see Under Sheriff Richardson is in the house. If you want to come on up.
Good morning. Our report starts on page 594 of your packet, just in case you guys missed it in the back there. It is in there. It's just a long way. Just a few little highlights. I know there's a lot of stuff going on here at the meeting today, so I won't take up your time. But our calls for service are down a little bit. What that does historically is, over looking at some of the stats, it allows us to be more proactive in our law enforcement on the road, I guess, preventing some of the speeders and some of the other incidents that that result calls for you guys at the board level and the sheriff consistently with the traffic issues. So we did get to spend a little more time on the road with traffic contacts, so you'll see some of those numbers were up a little bit. One of the things really that I just wanted to highlight in this meeting as we come into the end of the year, our courthouse and court security line, if you look in our report, you'll see some of the numbers that have drastically increased over the course of the past few years, and I'll just hit a few of them, the high-level ones. There are entries into the courthouse. I know that we have some things going on in the courthouse, obviously, with moving parts and people over there for the build-out, but a lot of this is people coming into court and then seeking court services. We had 12,770 entries. Last month, we had 12,255, but last year at this time, we had 11,568. So, I mean, we're continuously going up. The items x-rayed, 5,958 items. That was over 1,000 more items that were x-rayed last month. And you're talking 1,700 more than we x-rayed last year at this time. Bond call, 144 this month. Last month we had 118, and last year at this time we had 117. The arrests that we're making in the courthouse for our court security staff, 40 this past month. Last month we had 25, and last year we had 27. Obviously, you can see that the amount of work that's being done over the courthouse, not only from front entry, but all the staff, personnel, everybody that works in the courthouse, you can see that there's a large increase of an influx of people going in there. As you guys, many of you are over there constantly, you get to see the amount of people coming in and out of that courthouse. So, we're excited to see the expansion happen over there. We know that it's going to take a little bit of time, but as you can see that it's something that we feel we need, and staffing is something that's always on the topic for that. So but we appreciate all you guys' support. Just want to give you a little heads up of what's going on in the courthouse pretty regularly. So if you have any questions.
Yeah.
With all this extra activity at the courthouse, did you up personnel in the courthouse, especially officers?
Yeah, we get to supplement a lot of our staff with part-timers. I mean, we are blessed in the fact that we have people that enjoy coming back to work after they've retired, and they look for a job of that realm. So we have staffing, yes, overtime, as comes with everything, right, with vacations and sick time and injuries and things like that. We increase staff to man the stations that we need. We know that when the courthouse expansion happens, there's been discussion it's going to have to increase staffing, and I think everybody understands that just by the sheer numbers of courtrooms. But right now we are, we're working diligently to maximize the staffing and the times in which they're there. We just had a big training on Veterans Day, and I want to say thank you for shout out for the Marine Corps for 250th. But on Veterans Day they had a training over there with staff rapid response, so I think that helped for the people that were able to attend that, and just maximizing the amount of staff in one area and the people that can get to an area if something happens.
Yeah. Dan, Bobby, you and the sheriff and your department, I just wanted to commend you. I think you had mentioned you're doing more and more being out there, and you're getting your staff up to where it needs to be, but as I take my Sunday drive and just in my daily, wherever I go, I've been seeing more and more county sheriffs in peculiar places. So I always see them up in the northeast of the part of the county, but I've been seeing them in the south. And I really like that. I see them patrolling certain highways that go east and west through our county where the speed limit is not 82, it's 55. And they're doing their job and they're being present. I like that. I see them gassing up in local gas stations. As always, I like that, and I like that. But I've seen them a lot more lately, so that tells me that you're getting staffed up like where you need to be, and it's going. So I like seeing them out and about in other parts of the county as well. And I was in the southwest part of the county in the very corner, and I ran into a county sheriff, so I was very happy to see that, because you barely run into a car on some of those roads out there.
Sure. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. And so just a high-level stat, I mean, I think we traveled over 71,000 miles last month. You know, for people that that put that into real numbers, that's a lot of time, windshield time. So we're definitely out and about trying to keep out in front of some of the incidents, and unfortunately some of the main thoroughfares, as you guys know, continue to have issues. So you know, we'll continue to be out there.
Yeah. Oh, Brooke.
I just want to echo what Member Kokel was saying about the presence. I am in the far northeast corner of the county. I like to joke that, although it's the truth, I joke about how the Kane and Kendall County line is behind the dumpster of the complex that I live in. So I can literally just go walk my dog and stand in two counties. But I have seen an increased presence from the Kendall County Sheriff's Office, even in that very borderline corner of the county, and it does make me smile when I get to see our guys rolling through in their cars. So thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Jason.
Are you guys all set up for the cold weather and the snow to come? Vehicles, tires, cold weather gear?
Yeah, we are. We're actually gonna get together a press release here pretty quick. If I can get another member of the audience to sit down and get on video, we will definitely have a really nice one coming out. I won't say any names, but no, that's the plan. We absolutely will. You know, if you look at the Farmer's Almanac, or you listen to some of the weather reports, they feel that after Thanksgiving we're going to get some snow, and it could be an interesting winter. So we're prepped. We'll be prepared, and you know, we'll make sure we get the public service announcement out as we typically do.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, no other questions? Thanks, sir.
All right, thank you.
County Clerk and Recorder.
My report is in the packet. We do have election judge training coming in January, on January 13th. So if anybody knows anybody that's interested in being a judge, the State Board of Elections is coming in on that day. We'll have two sessions. Let our elections office know so we can get you signed up. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Treasurer report in the packet on page 601. She is at a conference in Springfield, I believe. Clerk of the court, do not see him. State's attorney's office,
no report.
All right, coroner, I don't see Jackie. Oh, next up is health department. So Rand, come on up. We're going quick today. Nobody shows up.
I know, right?
They probably couldn't find a parking spot.
So good morning. I just wanted to touch base on our LIHEAP. We currently are doing our energy assistance to start on October 1st. Since October 1st, we have served and processed over 700 applications. And so we know the need is out there. Our end goal is probably to be around 2,500 when the funding ends. We'll probably run out of funding, you know, in, we're thinking April or May for that program. And so we were very proactive and did a lot of the senior applications before they could even be processed. We went out and did a lot of outreach. That's why our number is so high. So I was, you know, very thankful for the staff and being proactive that way, visiting all of the different senior centers and the senior housing agencies as well. So 700 applications. If you hear anything about people being unhappy about the amount of money that they receive in their energy assistance, they have done a different program starting in January. It's called the LIDAR. It's low income discount rate. So if I were to get energy assistance in the amount of $1,000 last year, I may come into the health department and get $500 in my energy assistance. However, that other $500 is going to be spread out throughout my bill. It's going to be a low income discount rate that's going to be coming right off of their bill. So they're still receiving the same amount of money. It just is coming to them differently. So we do have some people that are not understanding it, trying to get as much information out there as possible. But if you hear anything, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call if people are upset or anything. Give us a call. We have a a clear understanding of why this is happening and how it's happening. They're not getting less funding, they're just getting in a different way. The second thing is, I sent an email out, I think last week, we have a recycling tour. It's the facility, group facility out there on Clough Creek Road. And so we're very excited to go out there. It's part of the solid waste plan that you approve every 5 years. And this is an opportunity to go out there and see that recycling really does happen. It just doesn't go to the regular landfill. They break the glass down by different grade, and you do have to get all PPE'd up and have all kinds of gear on to walk through there. But it's about an hour tour, starting at tomorrow morning at 10. So we'll be out there. But if you're interested, let us know so that we can make sure that they have enough PPE prepared for you when you arrive at the facility. So that's everything.
Very good. Yeah, Stan.
Rand, do they still have the, is there any money left in that rental program where they pay the first month's rent and the down deposit? Somebody brought that up to me here recently.
So we have homeless prevention funds. That's what we have. That is if you own your home or you are renting and you have a hardship that you've encountered, then we can help to pay your rent. We also have some employment barrier reduction program funding, which can, you know, it's always a mouthful.
Say that 10 times.
So, and that can also help with rent. If they don't qualify for the homeless prevention, we'll try to put them into the EVRP funds.
Okay.
But it all depends if we still have funding over here. So we'll try to, you know, take from whatever bucket we have if we have money available, as long as they're eligible. But so there's some criteria behind it, but we can generally help as long as they have a documented hardship.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a quick announcement. With the holidays coming up, there's a lot of organizations in the community doing Thanksgiving dinners or leading into Christmas and gatherings for mental health as well. If people are, a lot of lone people feel the most alone this time of year. Grace Giving Joy is a nonprofit in Oswego that asked me to mention that they have a dinner this Sunday, noon to 3 o'clock, for anybody who needs a meal or some social time or wants to get together. And I know there's more in the community, so as we hear them, we'll share those, but just wanted to share it. Kind of fits into the, you know, mental health and food security things, so.
Yeah, wonderful, good. Yeah.
Anything else? Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Supervisor of Assessments.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have 239 appeals filed this year, which is up a little bit. Last year was 181, and then in 23 it was 157. So we've seen a little bit of an increase in those. But the majority of them are where they don't want to appear for the hearing. I've only got nine of the 239. I've got 97 that actually want to have a hearing. So we'll be scheduling those December 9th to, I think, the 18th right now. But that's where we're at with appeals. So hopefully everything, we're basically on schedule from what we've been doing the last several years. So hopefully late January, early February, we'll all be done and certified to the clerk.
Questions for Andy? Thank you.
Thanks.
Regional Office of Education, I see Megan in the back. Come on up. Morning.
Good morning. No official report in your packets, but just some updates from the ROE. We're upcoming in December, participating in the Raising Student Achievement Conference in Oak Brook, and we have, last I heard, over 75 plus teachers from the two counties, Grundy and Kendall, attending that are sponsored by the ROE. So we did sponsor their early registration, so that way those teachers are able to attend without the cost of the conference itself. We continue compliance visits and health, life, safety walkthroughs. So I just completed one in one of our school districts in Grundy yesterday, and Assistant Superintendent Semfner is out on those today. We are working with Judge McAdams on a trial Kendall County Truancy Court, so kind of on the model of mental health court. How can we help our kids that are truant and provide supports to those families that need that support, particularly in the area of mental health? So We have a meeting upcoming on the 20th on Thursday, so we're pretty excited about that and working with our Kendall County schools. In addition to that America 250, we heard in Springfield a couple weeks ago that the Peoria Riverfront Museum is sponsoring all Illinois student access for 2026. So we're fairly excited about that. We'll have a press release coming out soon. But on display, they'll have the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Lincoln Signed Emancipation Proclamation, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, as well as another exhibit with some items from the 9/11 Museum. So they are estimating it will be a $30 million gift to sponsor that student access for the year. Students will be able to do field trips. They will be able to attend with parents, and we're working with our schools on how our kids in the counties can access that. So that was pretty exciting to hear. Yeah. Aside from that, we have our Vista Learning Computers to Kids giveaway coming up on Thursday, December 11th here in Kendall County. So for those of you that don't know about the Vista Learning Computer giveaway, each school in the county has the ability to nominate a student that is low income to receive a laptop, so to give them access to resources and the internet and such. So they are able to apply, and when they are approved, they are awarded that computer on December 11th. Anybody is welcome to attend that ceremony. So that's December 11th at 4:30 right here. And then finally, the last update I have is all of the board members should have received an invite from Premier Academy, so you're welcome to attend their Thanksgiving feast on Friday. I believe it was sent to your board member email on the website. So if you need any more info, I'm happy. I'll be here after the meeting. Just let me know and I'm happy. But that's at noon on this Friday. Don't expect traditional Thanksgiving food. The kids voted on tacos, so they will have a Thanksgiving fiesta is what we're calling it.
Good.
And that's all I have. Are there any questions?
Yeah,
Jason. Going back to cold weather preparedness, do you know, is there any initiatives by the county to make sure that schools are prepared for e-learning if we do get a snow day?
So e-learning is a school elected. I believe that all of our schools in Kendall County are set. I've been working with the schools to make sure that their e-learning plans are up and verified. So I believe I received one from Yorkville just yesterday. So yes, we did cover that at our superintendent's meeting last week. And the schools are running through those e-learning plans to make sure they're up to date. They send us, they're on a three-year cycle. So they do send them to us. And then our new paperwork starting mid-summer 2024 requires the regional superintendent to sign off and send them actually back to the schools showing that we're reviewing that they're up and current.
Okay,
so perfect. Some schools are in that three-year cycle, but some have started that new paperwork process.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Questions, comments? Thank you.
Thank you.
Public defender is reporting the packet on page 602. Oh, EMA. Hi, Roger. He's just quietly sitting there, and I jumped over it. Sure. I hadn't even crossed it off yet. Sometimes I do that.
That's all right. No problem. We've got 19 volunteer members to date. We just got a new fellow came on a couple days ago. We track our volunteer hours from November 1st of 24 through October 30th of 25. So we're tallying up our hours and we're preparing for the Volunteer Service Awards. This past year, our volunteers did 2,617 hours of work for the community. That's call outs, that's work on our nuclear exercise we did back in April, and that's our own training and that sort of thing. There's a think tank out in Washington that tracks what the value of a volunteer hour is every year. In 2024, a volunteer hour was worth $33.76. So we did the equivalent of $88,350 worth of service to the community in terms of volunteer support. Friday at 2 p.m., I received an alert from Constellation Generation from the Clinton, Illinois nuclear power plant, and it was in a form of an unusual event. And that's the first of the four stages of alerts for a nuclear power plant. Well, startling it was, these are pretty rare. I made some phone calls, told Christina about it, and I told the sheriff about it, and I told Rob and Joe Buon, our dosimetry officer, just to be prepared. Clinton's about 100 miles from us. Their emergency planning zone isn't anywhere near us, but 100 miles is not that far. It was till the next day before that got cleared, but we found out in the meantime that the problem was they lost power to the electrical power from commercial sources to the plant, and they had to go on diesel generators. Pretty serious step. But everything was fine. The problem was known and it was cleared, but just thought I'd tell you about it.
Yeah, thank you. Any questions for Roger? Veterans Assistance Commission, Tim is here. Hi, Tim.
Good morning. We served 458 veterans, and we had four interactions with 458 veterans. We filed 172 VA documents, and since with the government shutdown and all that, awardances kind of trickled in. So we brought in 139,656 in new service-connected disability and retro one-time payments. Everything else is pretty, you know, stays pretty the same. We had 60 rides to Hines VA, 37 local runs. The only real important news is there is a new House bill, and it will affect the VAC as well as the health department, LIHEAP, all that. A bill is expected to pass where VA disability is not counted as income to qualify for any aid and assistance, which VA disability is often a disqualifying factor because on average people make $1,900 to $4,100 in VA disability. Since that will be zeroed out, it does give the opportunity for more veterans to get assistance with their electric, their gas, and even rental and mortgage assistance. So the bill is actually going to make VA disability only existent for spending power, home loans, car loans, that kind of thing, and it will not count towards anything else. So I just want to make you aware of that, because in the future, veterans are going to know about it, and if you know they can, they'll make use of all resources available to them. Also, in preparation for this, we're expanding our food access as well as our emergency assistance and things of that nature, just to be prepared, because if the bill passes, it'll probably be effective 2026, January. And then we expect an influx. We're accepting food drive stuff and durable medical equipment, anything that a veteran may need. Which also brings up yesterday, all too often in my line of work, you see sick, sometimes the worst, because a lot of people are sick, a lot of people are dying. But yesterday, weatherization and the health and the HR director of the health department came over to my office because a lady needed help walking downstairs. She had very difficult mobility. Just luckily, things are put into place. We had just received a walker that was donated to us. And it was the first walker she could get because she couldn't afford it and her insurance didn't cover it. So we just gave it to her. And we would have never known about her unless, since we're a big set of guys over there, they asked us to walk her to her car, and which we were all ready to do until we saw what a tough situation. So, we don't do this often, but veterans, our brains are designed to help people. And if we have the ability, you don't have to be just a veteran You can be anybody in need, and if we come across you, we're gonna do what we can for you. That being said, most of our stuff is veteran-focused. outreach, we do have a Wreaths Across America at Abraham Lincoln Cemetery coming up. Montgomery, Marion, Brighton, the Oswego Christmas Walk. We did have a very busy week last week with things going on with Veterans Day and the Marine Corps birthday. But yeah, our outreach coordinator's out there working hard, beating feet, and getting the job done. Any questions?
Yeah, Brooke.
I may have missed it. Which legislative bill was that? Do you know the bill number?
I'd have to get you the actual House bill number. This just popped onto my radar yesterday.
Okay, could you email that to me, please? Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Thank you, sir.
Yep.
All right, with that, we're gonna move to standing committee reports. We're gonna jump back and I'll read them off the consent agenda and then get a motion and then let Member Rodriguez run the show. Okay, get a motion for approval of property liability, casual auto, and workers' compensation insurance for 2026 policy year through ICRMT with premiums in amount not to exceed $894,828 and cyber insurance 26 policy year through Tokyo Marine HCC with premiums in amount not to exceed $30,670.
I'll make that motion.
Dan and Ruben. Ruben, if you want to comment from committee of the whole and or your committee discussions. Turn your mic on, please.
I'm just going to have Leslie go ahead and talk on this point.
Sure. So as we discussed at committee of the whole, committee of the whole has decided to forward here today the ICRMT revised proposal that we had received for all of the liability insurance with the exception of the cyber insurance, and that cyber insurance would be through Tokyo Marine, which is our current cyber insurance provider. If anybody has any questions as a follow-up to the committee of the whole meeting, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
No.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next, I get a motion for agreement with Lyant Insurance Services, Inc. for professional insurance brokerage and consulting service for property insurance, liability insurance, cyber insurance, and worker compensation insurance in amount not to exceed $52,500 per year for the period of December 1st, 2025 through November 30th, 2029.
So
moved. Rodriguez.
Second.
Second. Gangler. Ruben, or you want Leslie to cover
Leslie,
it?
Yeah.
This is just in response to the RFP that we did earlier this summer. The HR and Insurance Committee selected to proceed with the proposal we received from Alliant Insurance, which is our current insurance broker. So the cost, as indicated, would be $52,500 per year.
Right, very good.
Thank
Any
you.
Questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
No.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes. Excuse me. Motion carries. One other standing committee report, Mr. Kokol, if you would discuss the topic that you have.
Yes, I have a little announcement here, and this is economic development. We just got done with some heavy insurance stuff, and that stuff is never as fun. Insurance isn't, but economic development is. So I'm gonna read a resolution here. Maiden Kendall, nominations now open. Kendall County is now accepting nominations for the 2026 Maiden Kendall designation, which recognizes outstanding local manufacturers and makers. Designations will be awarded in three categories: industrial product, consumer product, and community maker. We are proud of Kendall County's great history as a manufacturing leader. County Board Chairman Matt Kellogg said, "This is a great opportunity to recognize those manufacturers and make who's not only make great products, but also the great employers in our community." Nominating a business is quick and simple. Online forms for each category are available. In 2025, The Made in Kendall recipients were Tangent Technologies, Montgomery, Illinois, MTH Pumps, Plano, Illinois. MTH Pumps later went on to win the Coolest Thing Made in Illinois, recognition presented by the Illinois Manufacturers Association. All of the manufacturers deserve recognition for what they contribute to Kendall County, said board member and economic development chairman Dan Kogel. We're glad to be able to recognize several each year. Nominations will be accepted through December 15th, with winners scheduled to be announced at a Kendall County board meeting in January 2026. Honorees will receive a commemorative plaque and public recommendations all over the county. NICOR and Waubonsie Community College are corporate partners of the Made in Kendall programs. And if any of the manufacturers out there want to get a hold of us, they can get a hold of Natalia or Christine or myself directly, and we'll get the application to them. Thank you.
Thank you. Special committee reports. Nothing. Liaison reports. Other business? I have none. Chairman's report. Could I get a motion to approve Kathy Ann Zelk, Regional Planning Commission,
so moved.
Manager of term?
Second.
Thank you. That one, it was a short reappointment. It'll be reappointed as the term ends in December. So they needed a quorum. So she will be serving for a month and then reappointed. So all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Public comment. If you have any comments for the board at this time, please come forward. You have 5 minutes. Fran, you want to talk? Okay. Questions from the press? Executive session, not that I'm aware of. No surprises. Sweet. Is there a motion to adjourn? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.